Oh, woe is me, the quagmire. I think we in the IT profession are facing a great quagmire in the future, and if not currently, by this, the lack of education, the lack of training that is actually provided. You think most organisers expect university students or students from college to actually be performant and be really up to a level. But the truth is that universities can only teach you teach developers and computer science students up to a certain level. They have no idea perhaps about Agile or Scrum or XP or how to take part in an iteration. That really would have to come out of work experience. And if you look at the economy again, to beat that dead horse again, very few graduates are getting into very good companies that don't actually take advantage of them, pay them very poorly, and then they don't F off and leave at the end of a couple of years. Consequently, that's a force, and that's a force for a firm to provide even less budget for training. Even for experienced professionals who are permanent, if you're not a contractor, I've witnessed personally developers who have been favoured for really good training. And for those who are not performers or don't manage the 360 review or balance scorecard or balance turnaround, there's punishment. Punishment as in you must not take part in a technical course, but instead improve your communication, your project awareness team, your other soft skilling. All that is very well and good as well. But however, developers also need to have the technical skills. There's also the quagmire from, I guess, from process. Process is silo and separated development team, where there's a lack of feature team development in, I suppose, financial organisation. I've never heard of feature team development in an investment bank, for example, but of course in a mobile phone world, it is quite prevalent, I understand. You're more likely to face and see distributed teams which concentrate on separate components or subcomponents of the component. One of the things that I've read recently from an Agile forum was the question was, how do I punish developers who don't want to actually take part in Scrum? And you really have to think, this is again symptomatic of not allowing teams to choose their own structure, and not being agile means obviously allowing teams to make decisions, and instead of individual performance, it's all about team performance. And I think this is going to be a struggle, and hence the quagmire. Some solutions. One solution is to restart your own business in the way that you would want it to be done. Start an agile business. However, that is going to be a very hard, starting and maintaining the business is harder than many people think it's going to be after 2 or 3 years. You can change the organization. Well, you can find that wonderful brand new organization that's going to teach you or allow you to do what you like. The second way is to stay and stay in the organization to try to change it from within. But I think in any of these ways, we're going to face that quagmire.